This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar are now jointly demanding that Israel and Hamas return to the stalled talks on the war in Gaza. The three leaders issued a statement Thursday saying only the details remain to get a ceasefire deal and hostage release. President Joe Biden, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi of Egypt, and Emir Tamim al-Thani of Qatar are signaling growing frustration, saying they would accept no excuses from any party for further delay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Thursday that it had agreed to attend the August 15th talks. There was no immediate word from Hamas. Hamas's top representative to the talks was killed July 31st in an assassination widely blamed on Israel. Russian President Vladimir Putin is describing a Ukrainian incursion into the country's southwestern Kursk region as a large-scale provocation, as his officials say they are fighting off cross-border raids for a second day. Ukrainian officials remain quiet about the scope of the operation. If confirmed, the cross-border foray would be among Ukraine's largest since Russia's full-scale invasion in February of 2022, and unprecedented for its deployment of Ukrainian military units. Kyiv's aim could be to draw Russian reserves to the area and potentially weaken Moscow's offensive operations in several parts of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. But it could still risk stretching out Ukrainian troops further along the front line. Israel's Supreme Court has convened again to consider a petition to shut down a military prison where soldiers have been accused of abusing Palestinian detainees. The court met Wednesday as new information resurfaced about an alleged sexual assault of a prisoner, including a video purporting to show that attack. This is VOA News. Tropical Storm Debbie is still pushing bad weather up the east coast of the United States, but floodwaters are starting to recede in the state of South Carolina. Residents there began the near ritualistic task of assessing the damage Wednesday. Some people whose homes were flooded say that they were prepared after enduring so many previous storms. Gene Taylor, for example, lives north of Charleston, South Carolina, along French Quarter Creek in the community. He estimates that it is the fourth time he has had flood water in his home in the past 9 years. Meanwhile, residents as far as the Great Lakes and New Jersey have also experienced heavy rains connected to the slow-moving tropical storm. A wave of disappointment swept over opposition activists in Belarus last week as the biggest east-west prisoner swap since the Cold War unfolded, and they learned it included none of the Belarusian political detainees who've been locked up for years by its leader. That dismay is especially poignant since Friday marks the fourth anniversary of the 2020 election, widely seen at home and abroad as fraudulent, that gave President Alexander Lukashenko his sixth term. That disputed balloting touched off the biggest protest and crackdown on dissent in Belarus in its post-Soviet history. Federal investigators say they have uncovered the DNA of a former U.S. Green Beret on some of the 60 automatic weapons he allegedly smuggled from the state of Florida to South America as part of a failed 2020 coup attempt against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The allegations in court papers filed days after Jordan Goudreau's arrest last week marked the strongest evidence yet linking him to illegal arms trafficking related to the failed raid. The attempted coup ended with several fighters killed and two of his former U.S. Special Forces colleagues locked away for years in Venezuela. Austrian authorities say both suspects in a foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift shows in Vienna appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. They said Thursday that investigators found bomb-making materials in one of their homes. Officials said one of the two confessed to planning to kill as many as people as possible outside the concert venue. Three sold-out concerts were canceled a day earlier because of that plot, devastating Swifties from across the globe. Many of them had dropped thousands of euros on traveling and lodging to attend that particular event. And again, leaders of the United States, Egypt, Qatar are now jointly demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stall talks on the war in Gaza. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.